Let's try that. Good, we paused it. Greetings and salutations from the state of Pennsylvania. My name is Lewis Shoup, and welcome to a functioning edition of the WTF Files with Lewis Shoup. I am the host, and I'm glad to see that everything is actually working out here. Several months back, I had some major drama with this platform, but I'm glad to see they got it all straightened out. So, a lot of things I want to talk about tonight. First thing I'm going to talk about is the event I attended last night over in South Bethlehem, the Restore Our Faith in Elections meeting that they had. They had a representative from Save Our Republic. They had a retired judge there. They had the Northampton County executive there, Lamont McClure, and they had Chris Bork, who is a political science professor at Muhlenberg University. All of them trying to instill confidence in our election infrastructure, and I'm not convinced. Sorry. Until last November, I was a judge of elections here in Lehigh County, specifically at the Government Center, where I replaced Apples the Clown. Google it if you want to know that story. But back to this, I also running for Congress as an independent candidate for the PA 7th Congressional District. And I'm probably the only candidate for any office in the country that I'm aware of that has actually hacked legally voting machines. I do this in one special place. There is a place out in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a yearly convention called DEF CON. They've been doing this for about 20-some years now, maybe longer. And for the past several years, they've had this voting village where guys like Harry Hursty and Professor Matt Blaze have assembled all manner of voting machines from all across the country. They gather them up in one place, and they let people play with them. We tear them apart. We hack them. We jack them. We play Tetris on them. But Doom came first. This is kind of a special feeling to be able to play Doom on a Diebold electronic voting machine. It's not hard. Really, it's not. They're basically 32-bit, or in some cases, 16-bit computers. It's just a question of opening them up, looking for the right port. Usually there's a hard drive port or a floppy port that you can load software on. More often than not, there's something called a JTAG port. I forget what the acronym stands for, but it's the port on most common computerized equipment that allows the factory to load the initial software onto the device. Then, usually it gets cut off. So, as I was saying last night, or about last night, I wasn't very pleased with it. I submitted my questions to it. I stated that I want to talk about a glaring vulnerability in the ES&S Express Vote and all other electronic voting machines, and probably a lot more. This comes about because back in 2018, and I posted this all on RealChange. You're welcome to take a look there on realchange.us. In 2018, I attended a voting machine show at the Farm Show Center in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I saw Timothy Benyu on my way in. He was on his way out. He's the director of elections here in Lehigh County. But I looked over every single machine that they had out there. Some of them ran Windows. Some of them actually ran Linux. I was actually quite taken by those. But every single machine had an FCC Part 15 notice where it says operation is subject to the following two conditions. Number one, this device may not cause harmful interference. Number two, this device must accept any interference received, including interference that may cause an undesired operation. Well, your voting machine not working is an undesirable operation. This actually happened in Northampton County last year, I think it was, where something they blame it on human error, where they voted for one person, and when it got printed out, it shows that they voted for somebody else. If that were me in Lamont McClure's place, I would have scrubbed that entire election right there and had a do-over. Because at that point in time, the machines were untrustworthy. And he depended on the third party that was ES&S to try to fix things again. And supposedly they did, because this past election, the primary here in Pennsylvania, there were no reported issues. Not like last November, for example, when I sat in the government center being a judge of elections there, and I couldn't help but overhear that all manner of mess-ups were occurring in Northampton County. So part two is the problem. Since all electronic voting machines are considered critical infrastructure, we want them to work as intended all of the time. Yet part two suggests that they must accept interference, which causes an undesirable operation. So I decided one day to put that denial of service theory to a test. I had a Dell Latitude D620, plain old laptop, as unshielded as the voting machines are, okay? And it was running Windows XP Service Pack 3 using the bench test suite included with HW Info 32. And I got pictures posted on this on my website. I ran a couple of benchmarks before and during the test. Now, during the test, what happens is that the computer freezes when I inject a signal of 133 megahertz, which matches the RAM timing on this particular computing device, and has had created a denial of service condition. I made the computer froze. It would not process. It would not maximize. It would not minimize. Control-Alt-Delete was not functioning. It just sat there and looked as dumb as a Radio Shack salesman did 20 years ago. And I got pictures of that on my website. If you go to realchange.us, I posted it last November even about RF injection. So to be fair, this signal injection that I did was a deliberately done. But this could happen just as easily from random RF interference because, again, all voting machines are unshielded electronic devices that must accept any RF input, including input that causes an undesirable condition. So next time you go to a voting machine and you go to vote, take note of anything that seems wrong with it. If you see something, say something. It's not likely to be a deliberate interference operation, but only an expert can tell the difference between accidental and deliberate interference. Most likely your election judge can, and hopefully if the judge does not know what's going on, that judge or poll worker will have the good sense to tell somebody who might know what's going on. So, yeah, I wasn't impressed with that last night. I wanted to tell them all about that because all voting machines are vulnerable. But wait, it gets better. How? I'll tell you now. This coming August, it's my intention to attend the DEF CON event in Las Vegas. It's like $300 at the door to get in, but I think I'll come up with the money otherwise. So when I'm there, I've got new equipment. I've got the signal generator. I got a couple of amplifiers. I got some better antennas I've been tinkering with. And I got some other radio equipment that I'm going to try. And I'm going to see if it is possible to go beyond creating a denial of service condition to see if it's possible flip a vote. And it may be possible at the point in time when at the end of the voting day, all the data is written to a USB flash drive that is inserted into the machine. Lehigh County has hand-marked paper ballots. I like hand-marked paper ballots. I would go for this if I am elected to Congress. I will write up something and I will insist on this and I will sell everybody else on it. Hand-marked paper ballots are the way to go. The chain of custody is established. The procedures are established. As long as all procedures are followed, they're kind of hard to hack. Okay? But again, when I get out there, I think it's possible to flip a vote or at the very least corrupt the data transfer by injecting RF into the machine at the time the data is being written to the USB flash drive. There is precedent for this. In particular, with USB 3, I remember reading some time ago that it is possible to inject a 400 megahertz signal into the transfer that would, at the very least, corrupt the transfer of data. Now, just imagine for a moment if this were done on a mass scale. Lamont said something about 100 and some different polling stations. Well, that's 100 and some different chances to mess with the writing of the USB drives. That's just one example and one thing that I want to check out when the time comes. The point being, these electronic voting machines are vulnerable. They're not just vulnerable to RF interference. There's all sorts of other potential attack vectors. Some of them, most of them, in fact, would require physical access of some kind, either from loading the ballots onto the machine, or they could be coming from Harrisburg. Somebody could be infecting the machines at the Department of State. Anything is possible. And whether it will be known after the fact will depend on how robust the chain of custody is, how robust all the other procedures are, including those operated by the state, to make sure that interference doesn't happen, to make sure that nothing bad happens, and it's a whole other ball of wax. Again, hand-marked paper ballots are the way to go. And I will insist on this on my quest for Congress, which I'm going to talk about next. So, moving day is done. I got caught up in the whole Hamilton Business Center eviction last December, where some idiot decided to come in and evict all the businesses here at the Hamilton Business Center, which is where I've been operating for a very long time now. And I got displaced for a few months, so I had to do other things. Instead of paying attention to my campaign, I had to pay attention to other different things. But I'm back, and I upgraded. Got a new office, twice as big as before. Most of the machines are set up properly. There's still a couple of things here and there I got to do yet, but it's more or less set up now. So now I have more room, got my Fios back. I'm a happy camper. I can download things again, but probably not. Rather, we would get back into this. Now, it's not announced yet, but to some of you who may have caught on today, I got my Facebook page set up, Lewis Shoup for Congress, got the blue check mark, and I got the permission from Facebook to run political ads, and I will be doing that in the near future. But first things first, before the end of this night, I'm going to set up another Facebook event on that page. I will share it to my personal page. I will share it to all the groups that I manage, and as time permits, I will share it around to the other groups as well. Sunday, Mother's Day, 2 o'clock. If you're not busy with your mother, if you can make time away, please come to the Hamilton Business Center, room 327. That's the conference room on the third floor. There will be signs posted at the main entrance, and there will be a sign there, and hopefully I'll get somebody to stand by to make sure that the door stays open so that people can come in. I'm hosting the first big signature signing event, and it is that time when I need to ask for help because I can't do this by myself. I don't walk as well as I could, and I'll be walking soon enough on my own, but I need help. I need people to come help me gather signatures. If you believe in my words that I have at shoupforcongress.com, if you believe in what I can do, please come and bring some pens. I'll have papers. We can sign some papers, and I can set everybody up with a route. I got the voter list all downloaded and ready to go. I need help. And we'll talk about other things as well. We'll talk strategy. We'll say, hi, how you doing? Got any questions? Any questions that you might not ask me tonight? And, hey, I got somebody here. Speaking of somebody, let's see if I can do this right. So, hello. 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 Oh, maybe wrong button. Let's try this one. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Robert.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear
you
fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me now? I'm not the Verizon guy, but hey, I'll tell you another story about him later.
You're the Marlboro man, I think you told me today.
No, that was on my night. I quit smoking tobacco 25 years ago. Knock on wood. But as I was explaining moments before, I was explaining about the meeting I'm going to be scheduling on the dreaded Book of Face this Sunday. In room 327 at 2 p.m., if you're not dealing with your mother, if you are dealing with your mother, please pay attention to her. She's your mother. She's the only mother you're going to have. Enjoy your time with her. But if you're not, if you
or bring your mother along. Or bring your mother along.
Yeah, bring your mother along.
Bring your mother along.
She can help. Like I said, this will be the first of several collection parties I'm going to be hosting, most likely on a weekly basis. I'm thinking of doing this every Sunday afternoon to have people come in, sign, talk, maybe get some marching orders, answer any questions that you may have about my platform located at shootforcongress.com. There's quite a bit of content on there. I'm up to 28, I think, 29. Let me scroll down here. No, 34. I'm up to 34 individual ideas and or thoughts, the last one being the most important almost. The reason I'm running for Congress is to save this planet for future generations. It's the only one with
very
beer.
Good. it's
so,
a
Robert,
noble endeavor.
Earlier in the show, I talked about the election thing they had last night and how disappointed I was because I wanted to talk about how vulnerable these electronic voting machines are, and I was completely ignored. So I'm curious, what do you think about last night?
Oh, I was like, so pleasantly surprised about the stuff they covered. You know, it was just all the stuff we've been talking about and more, you know, for open elections, bipartisan supported open elections, and making vote easy and safe.
Oh, and the caller has dropped somehow. Well, maybe they'll call back in a moment.
No, not at all.
Is he calling in? No, not yet. Well, that's okay. We'll talk about other things until he comes back. Another thing I wanted to talk about are all these college protests across the country, including Lehigh University, some of which have, in fact, gotten arrested. Yale, they reestablished their camp today. I want to see this war between Israel and Palestine end, okay? I want to see this second state, the second Palestinian state come about. It's never existed as an independent state before, despite what the memes in Facebook are telling you. I want to see peace, but there's problems, and there's no clean hands in this, okay? Sinwar, who is the head of Hamas, is the one who decided to attack Netanyahu, despite the fact that they had some sweetheart backroom deals going on. Okay. Oh, Harry's back. We'll talk about that in a minute. Hello, Robert. You're
Hello?
Back.
I don't know
yes,
what happened.
Robert.
Yes, yes. I'm glad
says
I'm
here
back.
The call drop.
You heard the call drop or you didn't?
That's what the notice said in my mixer here.
Oh, it was insane. I have no idea what happened. I have no idea. This new phone, it's nothing like I remembered it. Everything is different now, and I can't figure out how to do anything anymore. So I'll have to work on that.
You'll have to spend some time and customize it when you get a chance. Back to the election deal from last night, please.
Yeah, I guess of having a it's what is it called? Open. It's not Open Elections. OpenElections.com. I remember the name of the group. It's an excellent group that I never heard of before, run by Ari Middleman, who's a local person. What is it?
The name of the group is Save Our Republic. They're hosting another
Save Our Republic
round. Yes, they're going to be hosting another talk roughly next week at this time, somewhere south of Pittsburgh, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, right.
But what more do you want to talk about last night? Oh, he dropped again. Okay, well, then that's not going to work. He's going to have telephone issues, and sorry to hear that. So I'll go back to what I was talking about with these groups. The memes that you see on social media are psychologically toxic to our collective mental health. They make us hate each other regardless of whether it seems true or not. Our society, and in particular our social media, seems to have the effect of teaching us to hate each other. And this is done by a lot of different people, and Facebook, using their various AIs, there's more than one. And they're trying to push all these other AIs or artificial intelligences upon us. There's a big cyber war going on right now between Russia and the rest of the world. Iran is largely responsible for agitating the Palestinians and agitating Sinwar to attack Israel like they did, kill 1,000 Israeli citizens, and take over 200 people hostages. Okay? I blame Iran for all this crap, because right after they did this thing in Israel and they fell back to Gaza, it was the mullahs of Iran who started pushing and agitating in favor of the Palestinians. And this all goes back to 2017, when somebody inside the CIA, they identify who did it, but it was an ex-CIA employee who stole the hacking tools that were developed for the CIA and the source code to this, and it was leaked onto the dark web. And eventually Julian Assange got his hands on it, and he published a lot of this material in the Vault series on WikiLeaks. It may or may not be still there. But our adversaries were certainly aware of this, and they moved heaven and earth to get their hands on these hacking tools. And we're seeing the effects of this right now with war between the Russia and Ukraine, with Iran agitating with Sinwar to have to get Palestine attacking and Gaza attacking Israel. We're seeing this a lot with China threatening to overtake Taiwan, and there's all kinds of other bovine manure as well. And this is the source of all this conflict. And I witnessed it myself when I saw, hold on, he's coming back again. Oh, didn't work. Yeah, Robert, if you can hear me, try rebooting your phone. See if that does the trick. But these major powers, the Internet Research Agency out of St. Petersburg, Russia, the University of Tehran. These are all troll farms that have invaded our social media. I'm familiar with a lot of liberal groups, Bernie Sanders-based groups. They have been taken over by Hamas and Hamas sympathizers who are singing, the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. If the war stopped tomorrow, okay, Palestine, the Palestinians will still try and do something. And they have tried, and they will continue to try. If Israel stopped fighting, If Israel stopped the war right now and everybody went home, they would be killed off. Okay? This is something that's been going on since 1947, since before that point in time even. Has the history been cool? No, it hasn't. People have died, and people are dying now. 30,000 Palestinians are dead because of this latest incursion by Sinwar. And I blame him too, because he's the one who stabbed Netanyahu in the back. Netanyahu is not clean either. Okay, let's try this again.
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
As soon as my screen blanks out, the call disconnects. I'm going to try to prevent the screen from blanking out.
Okay, if worse comes to worse, restart your phone and try calling back in, okay?
Okay.
If worse comes to worse. But right
but,
now,
but what I mean
on...
is that when the light goes out, you know what I mean? When the light goes out on the phone, after about 30 seconds, the light goes out, and then the call dies. Does that make sense? Anyhow, I can prevent it from doing that. I can prevent that.
I was just talking about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Some very interesting things.
For example, like I said, a large part of the Bernie Sanders groups and other left-wing groups have been taken over by Hamas directly and Hamas sympathizers, and they are using these groups to agitate the left. This is one of the reasons why these protests have grown so much as they are. There's well over 100 different encampments throughout this country, and they're all trying to advocate for Gaza, even though it was Gaza, even though it was Sinwar who attacked Israel and who bit Netanyahu in the back. And Netanyahu is not perfect in his own right. He was ready to –
no.
He's a right-wing nut. He's almost as bad as Trump.
No, and he also he also emboldened Hamas from the time he's been in office. His strategy has been to support Hamas and attack the West Bank, Palestine, because he thought Hamas would never get attacked together. They couldn't do any damage. Well, that's a mistake he's been making since 1995, and he was finally. You know, he never reassessed his position. So when the reports came in about a year in advance that Hamas was planning all this stuff and the intelligence reports came in, Netanyahu said, I'm not interested. I know Hamas. They'll never amount to anything. Forgetting that Trump and Netanyahu worked to defeat the Iran nuclear treaty. You know, to renege on it. They cooperated to cancel the treaty. And what happened then was, since they canceled the treaty, Iran was free to sell their oil wherever they wanted. There were no more sanctions in place. So they made a lot of money from selling oil. And then the other part of it was, since the treaty was gone, they could start working on their nuclear weapons again, which they were forbidden to do for 10 years. So Iran made all this money, which Netanyahu never even had a thought about, gave all the money to a bunch of money to Hamas, and all Hamas needed to become an effective fighting force was money. They never had it before. So that's all Netanyahu's fault. I'm not so happy with the way the war is being prosecuted as you seem to be. I mean, first of all, they're not going to eliminate Hamas. Number one, they can't eliminate Hamas. That's number one. The United States keeps telling them it's not possible. Number two, if they did eliminate Hamas, the Islamic Brotherhood would start in their place, and the Islamic Brotherhood would be even worse. And third of all, by killing all these people, they're not making friends among the neutral Gazans. So, you know, I don't go for this bomb everybody, kill everybody at all. And I sympathize with people who say there have been far too many deaths. But as you say,
there has.
The thing of it is, what do you call it? I just slipped my mind. It just slipped my mind. I mean, I'm sorry, it just slipped my mind. But the anti-Zionist stuff, the anti-Jewish stuff, and don't kid yourself, it's on the right too. You know, it's on the right even worse than ever was before. But that's not being picked up in the news media. They're just picking up on the left. So, you know,
picking on the left because, for example, I was talking before when you were offline about how a lot of the left-wing Bernie Sanders-based groups, for example, have been taken over by Hamas and Hamas sympathizers.
Yeah.
I don't see that on
the
right-wing groups so much. The right-wing groups is a different story entirely. Trump has consolidated the Republican Party and turned it into the party of Trump. The Republican Party of old is gone.
Not entirely, because in the Indiana primary on Tuesday, Nikki Haley still drew 23%. Trump only got 76 or 77%. So he's not consolidating the party. But what you say is true. I mean, except for that, there's a whole bunch of people who are unhappy. Biden got 100% of the vote in the Democratic Party. No problem there in Indiana. But but Trump is really running a deficit. This Nikki Haley thing hasn't died out yet. So at all. And I think Nikki Haley supports. But anyhow, but the point is, something's going on. Hamas is agitating because it's one thing to say that Israel is prosecuting the war too strictly or the wrong way or something. Another thing to say that Israel should be wiped into the sea. And that's something I haven't heard since I was a little, I never heard it at all since I was born in 1951. This is something that has worked its way into the language of the United States, and it makes me afraid to be a Jew, because this is what my grandparents experienced in Europe all the time. But by the time the 50s rolled around, the Holocaust had been established as a fact, and people knew about it. There was anti-Semitism, but it was very quiet. Nobody talked about it, and there were very few people who were anti-Semite. This is something that scares me to death. This is it's been going on. They've had this problem in Europe for maybe 10, 15 years already. But now it's come to the United States. Anyhow, that's what I wanted to say. That's the scary part. That, you know,
well, what's also
they're
scary,
gonna have
I mentioned
problems and every, yeah, go ahead.
I mentioned before you called in about how all this agitation may have started before back in 2017, when an insider working for the CIA stole all
that.
The hacking tools and uploaded them to the dark web. And eventually, Russia, China, and Iran got a hold of these hacking tools.
And Trump.
And in combination with other social engineering techniques that they've picked up from us, they have taken over various Facebook groups. They have done other social engineering to socially engineer the American left wing against America. So now we got a left wing. We got a left wing that's being agitated by Iran, and we got a right wing that's being agitated by Trump and the Russians and Chinese who are supporting him. Okay.
Exactly.
At the end of this day, and this is one of the reasons why I'm running, we have to find a way together to go forward within the confines of our Constitution for the common good of all. We have to blot this out somehow, okay, because it's bullshit. The left wing and the right wing are part of the same bird. If they're fighting each other, we're going to get paralyzed. We're going to get blindsided.
Yeah.
Okay, some other kind of shit's going to come on and happen. Mark my words. Something's going to happen if we don't do something different. And that's what I'm proposing. That's what I'm proposing, by harnessing
yeah,
the power
exactly.
of the registered voter, as I said
right.
before. If we don't do this, something worse is going to happen, I fear.
Yeah. I think it's a great tribute to the Democratic Party in the House that they've learned how to coexist with the Republican Party in the House. And that's an amazing thing because they've broken the gridlock. And it's very nice to have bipartisan stuff again. I'm a Democrat, but I love bipartisan. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's the only way things get done. So I think you can contribute to that.
This in large part because they did this in opposition to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Who attempted to get Mike Johnson removed from speaker, and she
exactly.
went down in flames over it. That's good.
Well,
but we'll see how long this bipartisanship will last.
I wish
I could get in there with my whip, okay? Seriously. I want to get in there with my whip. I want to whip these people into shape myself. Why should the Democratic
yeah.
whip and the Republican whip have all this fun? Let me get in there with a real bull whip, and I'll tell you what, Indiana Jones would be proud of me. No, seriously, though. The whips are actually
I like that
together.
A little better than those ads they used to have in 2010, Target Practice, where you know what I'm talking about, the commercials.
You're talking
where they
about
were,
the Gilbertson police chief.
Well, yeah, but there were a lot of that's a story too.
He was
but
a plant.
A lot,
do you
there
know
were
that?
A lot of Republican candidates. Go ahead.
Did you know that Gilbertson police chief, the one who made all those machine gun videos and such,
yeah.
He was
yeah.
a plant. He was working undercover to attract
FBI, right?
the right-wing elements so that they can monitor them and place the more violent
yeah.
ones under arrest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a surprise. I mean,
that was a
I didn't
surprise,
like
yeah.
them as a – yeah. But, yeah. But remember, I think Sarah Palin did this, among other people. They'd set up a target, and they'd have a gun, and they'd fire the target, and in the middle of the target was their Democratic opponent. You remember
mm-hmm.
that, those commercials?
I remember.
I mean, Trump should – I'm surprised Trump hasn't picked up on that yet.
Give
but,
him a
you
chance.
Know, I have good news about Trump.
He's just getting warmed up.
The good news about Trump is there's every possibility he's going to lose every case he's faced with. You know why? Because
why?
Because the last time he was involved with election cases, he lost 68 cases in a row. Rudy Giuliani fought the cases, and they stood before the judge, and he said, "I have no arguments, Judge. I need you to give me permission to do discovery so I can find out the corruption. I have no evidence of corruption." And the judges laughed him out of court. And he billed Trump like what was it, $1 million an hour for his legal work, and that's all he did. But he lost every single case.
On it.
No, he lost the Jean
Carroll
case.
He didn't collect on it because Trump never pays his bills.
Exactly. They're having that problem now. He's not paying his lawyers right now, and his lawyers are barely competent in the first place. But
uh-huh.
but he lost the E. Jean Carroll case. He lost the wasn't there another case? I guess it was the E. Jean Carroll case. But he's going to lose this one. He's going to lose every one down the road because he has a history. When you make bad arguments, you lose. So
yeah.
anyhow, I throw that out for optimism's sake. But
okay,
he's got to be grounded.
If I can interrupt
to the ground.
For a moment here. Sure. I want to start taking other calls besides
oh, yeah.
Robert, no offense.
No.
Area code 515-605-9898. Lines are open if anybody else wants to call in, have any questions. Now's the time to ask. 515-605-9898. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the event on Sunday that you sort of just announced. And I'm going to bring a friend of mine there, too, who's a real enthusiastic supporter of you. as I said, which is wonderful. And I guess you had another person contact you, another probable endorsement.
I've had a couple of people contact me already who said that they will be here. I'm going to guess they're not listening or they're not calling in. That's okay. Just so long as they show up here Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock at the Hamilton Business Center, 1101 Hamilton Street, Allentown, PA, 18101. That's what you put in your GPS if you don't know where it is.
Is the street still closed off, or did they, open up the street in front of the building?
They opened up the street in front of the building. Yeah, they're done with the all the traffic jamming and such.
Gotcha.
That's been done for about a week now.
Gotcha.
Which is another reason why I didn't schedule anything earlier, because between moving into the office and all the construction work going around of the Hamilton Business Center, people would find it a hard place to park. Or even drive around. It was so bad.
I gotta get off for 2 minutes. I'll call you back. You can ad lib. I just gotta get off for 2 minutes. I'll be right back. Okay.
Go ahead and restart your phone.
Everybody
while you're
else, call
offline,
in.
Okay?
Call in. What?
Ahead and reboot your phone while you're off.
Okay. Good idea. Thank you. Bye all.
Talk to you in a bit. 515-605-9898 is the guest call-in number. If you have any questions, now's the time to ask. I did mention before, number 29, hand marked paper ballots throughout the USA. Should be pretty much explanatory, considering what happened in Northampton County in the general election, as well as what happened in Lehigh County in 2016. In 2016, I was involved in a recount that was sponsored by Jill Stein go through, and despite being blind at the time, I documented everything quite well, I thought. Took lots of pictures, took some videos, and I uploaded all that to realchange.us, Lehigh County may be pwned. Let me count the ways is the name of that particular post. You can look on Real Change, or you can search on Real Change, or you can Google it. My Google thingy works, and my Google Webmaster tools are good, and so they should be easily Googleable. I made that word up. So let's see. I'll read off some other things here. Ranked choice voting. That's an idea I rather like. Maine had this. I remember reading that there was an effort to try and remove it because the Republicans up there didn't like it. Really don't care what they like or not, but that's another story. But yeah, I'd like to see ranked choice voting. Right to repair, number 17, the right to repair our own equipment. This is important for farmers in particular, because farmers who have John Deere tractors are not allowed to repair their own equipment. And I've worked on farms back in the day. Most farmers like to repair their own stuff. Most farmers know how to weld better than the welders do. They make lots of other repairs as well. They don't have a choice. They're in the middle of nowhere. They want the right to repair so that they can program their own John Deere tractors, which are pretty much all computerized nowadays. Number 14, full restoration of the fairness doctrine. Removed by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1987. The Fairness Doctrine is what kept everything equal on the airwaves, on radio and on TV. If a Republican made one claim, then by law, they had to have somebody on making the opposite claim or making a rebuttal to that claim. And once that was repealed in 1987, you had the likes of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all the other right-wing talking nuts coming on. And even today, I actually listened to Sean Hannity on the car radio on my way back to the office, and I'm shaking my head like, how is this moron permitted to lie his ass off as much as he does? This is the kind of poisoning that's happening between the left and the right. And Hannity is agitating for the right. He's agitating hatred just as much as the Hamas-backed groups are agitating against Israel and against Joe Biden. And I have no fucking idea why Joe Biden is not coming out and telling the truth. He could. He needs to level up with the Americans on a lot of different things. And this is just one of them. Okay, when Trump was eventually removed from office, all these wars started with, first with Ukraine, cyber war kicked in, then sin war with Iran, and I'm actually dumbstruck because I see what's going on. I see the chatter. I've been on these interwebs before a lot of you people out there were born, okay? I know where to go. I know where to hide. I know where to talk. I know where not to talk. I know where to just watch. I do this all the time. I do this every day. Open source intelligence is something I kind of sort of pioneered 20 years ago, but that's a conversation for another time. But I listen to much of the same chatter as our own intelligence services. Some of my former students work for them now, and I'm in touch with some of them on a semi-daily basis, okay? But they're not saying anything. Joe Biden is not saying anything. Joe Biden needs to level up with the American people. I want to vote for Joe Biden because Donald Trump is a goddamn traitor who is responsible for millions and millions of deaths in America and millions more throughout the planet because of his handling of COVID. Okay? If he is elected president again, we will not have another election. The Heritage Foundation will come in, and you'll never see another election for the rest of your days unless something drastic happens, like another American Revolution. Tempting on my part, but I don't want to see that. I'd rather see Joe Biden become president again for another 4 years. He has done a lot of good, although he's also very silent, and he needs to speak. He needs to level up with the American people and tell the truth. I think he's back. Hold on here. Hello,
I'm
Robert.
Back. Hi.
Thank you
for taking my call. First, long
You're
time,
quite welcome.
Long time admirer, first time caller.
I was just explaining how Joe Biden has to start leveling up with the American people because I don't want to see Trump as president.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I'd rather see him in jail.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to end up in jail. But I guess you were saying that Biden has to say what the real risks are of Trump being elected. He's got to be more explicit about it. Is that your thought?
In addition to all the other stuff, some of the reasons why we're still at war with Russia and why Iran is backing Hamas like they are. Joe Biden is not saying this. He's caving in to the political pressure that was generated by Hamas taking over the social media sites like they are, the Twitter and
all the other stuff,
and the Facebook groups.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sure the FBI is on it, but he should be talking more about it, you know.
FBI can only do so much because by law, they're not allowed to access the same tools as the CIA and the NSA are. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, for example, they've been spying on Americans this whole time. All right.
Maybe
it's because they don't want to reveal their methods. Okay. But long story short, the federal government has been spying on us all these years.
Yeah.
Without a warrant. They've been violating our Fourth Amendment rights. And I'm going to ask the same question again. And I'm going to keep asking this throughout this campaign. Why is it that our Constitution is considered the highest law in this land, yet it is infringed the most and infringers punished the least? And I'm not talking just the Second Amendment. I'm talking about the First Amendment, how they do sometimes stifle free speech. I'm also talking about the Fourth Amendment that protects us against unreasonable search and seizure. And that word is the flaw. This is a flaw in the Fourth Amendment, the word unreasonable. That meaning has changed over the course of decades and centuries. That's why we have so much infringement on that now. And it's the rest of the Bill of Rights and the rest of the amendments. This is why I say we must go forward within the confines of our Constitution for the common good of all, not just the rich.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, 100%.
And it shouldn't be rocket science. It shouldn't be rocket science.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very
515-605-9898 is the number to call in. That should be available on the Facebook postings.
Okay. Yeah. 515-605-9898. If you're listening, call in. Join the conversation.
Yep. Here's your chance to ask me questions personally and directly. Or you can wait until Sunday and come ask me here in person, but then nobody else will hear the answer unless you want to record it.
If people can't come because of Mother's Day, should they contact you or anything just to tell them at the end that they're
interested?
Please,
they can send me a message on Facebook. They can contact me through the web form, which I got to get that set up later. I still got work there to do yet tonight, and I will. I also will set up the Facebook page, the event page, rather, for the signature gathering on Sunday. As I said before, this will be something I do on a weekly basis. Every Sunday afternoon, I intend to host a meeting where I will accept signatures. Or if you can't come to sign the petition, I have to gather up 3,026 signatures at the barest minimum by August 1st and get them to the Department of State, and that would get me on the ballot. That's a very important thing I must do. If I fail, then I failed. I failed in this cycle, and I have to try again in 2 years. And who knows what's going to happen in 2 years if I don't get into Congress?
Well,
look at what happened
in the past couple
of years.
Yeah.
But again, what I segued away from is if you're listening and you want to sign my petition, and you, for whatever reason, you can't come to the Hamilton Business Center, contact me. Give me a message on Facebook or on Twitter. I will come to you.
I will come
to you so that you can sign my petition.
In the shoe will you actually come in the shoe?
Yes, I will come to you. I'm counting on your signature, obviously, Robert. But anybody else, whether it's in Bethlehem, Easton, Lehighton, Nesquehoning, that's Carbon County, that's within the district, let me know, and I will come to you to collect your signature.
Very good.
I will also be collecting signatures at various other places during the week. I'll try to announce them on my Facebook page as soon as I'm aware or as soon as I can plan accordingly. Allentown bus stop is a good place to go. There's various carnivals around. This is carnival season
coming
up.
But it's a shame they closed the, I think they closed the Dunkin' Donuts, because that used to be the place to gather signatures inside the building. But now they have this little strip of a waiting area that you have to go to. And I don't, it's a shame it's not so effective anymore, I think. I don't know.
Well, the last time I was there about maybe 4 or 5 it was last year at this time. I actually found a libertarian candidate collecting signatures out under the pagoda area there. That's where I would be. Yeah, just go up and ask somebody, "Hello there. Would you be interested in signing my signature, my petition to become elected in Congress?" The libertarian who was running at the time, however, I think was running for the state house. I don't recall if he got his signatures or not. I don't remember his name offhand. I wish I had taken a picture of it maybe, but that's academic. But the point being, I will be going out to various places, carnivals. I will announce this on Facebook as soon as I know, as soon as I can plan accordingly, that I will be there. I will have a clipboard in hand. I might even be wearing a sign. Please sign my petition. That'll work. I'll make up a little sign. I'll carry it out
sandwich,
a little walking
the sandwich.
Sign. You know, like the one Wimpy used to wear when it said, eat at
Joe's.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. But don't bring your whip. That might discourage people.
No. I don't want to bring a whip out in public. Only when I get to the halls of Congress will I bring a whip. And as long as the sergeant-at-arms lets me in, we'll talk.
Well, they're letting guns in now, so why wouldn't they let in a whip, you know?
Well, that's true, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
All
right, so nobody wants to call in here. I'm going to end the show early here tonight. I actually got to take a potty break, too, but that's another story. but, yeah, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, please come out. I may even decide to do a show later that day, or I may decide to do a show tomorrow. We'll see. I'd like to go to a regular schedule, but with everything going on right now, with signature collection going on, civic events going on, there's no way I can commit to that kind of a schedule right now.
Right.
But please check out my Facebook page. Check out shootforcongress.com, and please come out to the Hamilton Business Center Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Thank you for joining me here tonight. This is Lou Shoup, and with my co-host here, Robert Trotner. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.